And this table here, it's not actually a ladder, it's just introducing you to things that go on in the water column as we change the microbial use of electron acceptors. So in the first case, we have got the oxygenation status oxic, indicating the DO at 30 micromolar, organisms carrying out aerobic respiration. The things that will be removed then primarily will be oxygen, and the sort of components that will be added to the aqueous phase, it depends on what our organisms are, but these are some typical species that will be added. The things that will be added to the sediments then will be the things that are falling out as a result of the redox chemistry going on under these aerobic conditions. So down here, hematite then is an iron oxide. If you have a look at the oxidation state here, we can see 3 times minus 2, it's minus 6 on that side, so this is again a plus 3 oxidation state falling out of solution. And then goethite, it's an oxyhydroxide. This species as well, looking at more like a 3 plus oxidation state, is insoluble. Okay, the next one then, so the first one then, we're finding typically there'll be no organics present, they're being chewed up under the oxic conditions. Next one then, suboxic, indicating the dissolved oxygen concentration, so it's like hypoxic from before, is less than 30 micromolars, so strictly suboxic is from 1 micromolar to 30 micromolar. When we have got anoxic conditions and there is sulfur present, then it'll be anoxic sulfidic conditions. The organisms will be carrying out sulfate reduction, so we're going from sulfate to hydrogen sulfide. So sulfate is being removed from the water column. You're putting hydrogen sulfide into the water column. Any metals that are present will react with that sulfide and precipitate, so that's when you'll form pyrite. The concentrations we're going to find then will be DO less than a micromolar and elevated levels of hydrogen sulfide. Now, we detect hydrogen sulfide with our noses at super low concentrations. So typically speaking, the human nose is not very good at spotting low concentrations of things, but it's really quite refined at differentiating between different species of smells and flavours. But in this case, we're pretty good at picking up hydrogen sulfide at low concentrations because it's quite poisonous. The next situation, post-oxic then, our post-oxic concentrations, we're maintaining low DO, but we've also got low hydrogen sulfide, so we're not carrying out sulfate reduction, and this will be the situation with either nitrate, manganese, or iron reduction. So these ones then are being removed from the water column, and potentially we might be precipitating silicates out because we're removing the other mineral components of our rock structures. And then finally, over here we have got anoxic methanic conditions, so low DO, low hydrogen sulfide, but elevated methane. So the methane formation then is occurring as the last ditch attempt where everything else that could potentially be used as an electron acceptor has gone from the water column. And we're simply using a couple of moles of the organic matter to form carbon dioxide and methane. So this is a component added to the water column, and potentially siderite, which is an iron carbonate, precipitates out. And this is simply from the fact that we're adding carbon dioxide to the water. That's changing our carbon dioxide bicarbonate carbonate equilibrium. Yep. Yeah, it's essentially the same thing, but you've just got different iron concentrations. So the thing we saw this morning was that there's a difference between a low concentration solution and a high, and in the high concentration situation in seawater, we have to consider activities of ions because they interact, whereas in a fresh water, we can consider concentrations alone. And so it just becomes more complex in seawater than in fresh water, but the same basic processes are going on. If you go down to the bottom of the ocean floor, you'll find in the sediments they're invariably anoxic conditions. They're anaerobic organisms existing. So these guys are the ones then that are forming pyrite deposits in the mangrove swamps. So what they're doing is they're taking the organic matter that's present, which for instance can be mangrove leaves dropping onto the surface of the water, falls down to the bottom. Once you get down to the bottom, then the DO has dropped. There's plenty of sulfate floating around in the seawater, and so what's the result? We are then depleting the sulfate from the water column, and we're adding iron pyrite to the sediment because there's iron floating around in the seawater, and there's hydrogen sulfide being produced in the water column, and the two immediately react to form pyrite. Yeah, that's more typical in swamps. That's usually where you find that, and it's freshwater swamps are usually where you find that going on. If you are finding it in a swampy sort of brackish region, then it will have done a lot of the process of sulfate reduction and pretty much depleted that in its little area before it moves into that. Yeah, so this is typically a freshwater sort of thing, the methanogenesis. You'll actually see